ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Hello, Miff. What are you doing here?
I'm just in here to have a chat with you about something exciting that we're doing for the next fair few months around the country, which is Bang Online.
Yay! Look, we're doing these amazing shows at the moment, trekking all corners of Australia, and so many wild things are happening at these shows, so many cooked conversations that we couldn't keep them to the room ourselves. So we thought we'd share some of the best ones with you here in the podcast, little bonus bangs.
As part of Bang On Live, of course, we do some of the regular stuff from the podcast, review a long read or perhaps review a movie or a television show that we've both seen, and that is invariably hilarious. So we're putting some of those conversations up as well, so you get to cover all bases.
It's pretty amazing to see the reactions of people's faces, because usually it's just you and I looking at each other going, what is happening? But to have like 1,000 people looking back at us going, what are you talking about? Or yes, I agree. It's amazing. So here's one of those moments, and we hope to see you at Bang On Live soon. What a blast. Now, we do love banging on about stuff, and we love it when we hear from you about what you want us to bang on about, but also what you're keen on. And you might have seen at the front when you were coming in that there was a big jar of hot takes.
Now we're doing it.
You can put your little hand in there because mine might get stuck.
Okay.
Little hand. We're going to do this at every show. Anything that you want us to talk about, and we will give our hot takes on it.
Okay.
I'm scared. Unprepared, so don't sue us for defamation.
Here we go. Oh, excellent question. Whoever wrote this, I love you. Chicken twisties are better than cheese twisties. Whoever you are, look, if I was 5 years old, I would have said, you're the best. I think we have our culprit in the front row down here. But whoever you are so wrong. As I get older and I love the taste of the cheesy twisty, preferably left open for a day. When they're a bit soggy, they get a bit of a soggy texture. The cheese twisty is the best. But the chicken twisty, look, it is an excellent twisty, but I would not anymore say it was a superior twisty.
I could have sworn...
But we could be friends because you actually just like twisties.
I could have sworn that you were a chicken twisty kind of gal.
I was. I used to be chicken twisties.
You've
and
changed.
Chickadees.
We haven't caught up on this.
I know. I know. I've turned towards the cheese,
now
but that
like
was always going to happen.
Slightly stale, soggy cheese twisties is the era that you're in.
Yeah, try it.
Taylor Swift era, and you're in your slightly soggy cheese twisty era.
Yeah.
We all have our thing.
Okay, this one's hopefully for you, Zan. No? That was for me.
I'm happy for you to take them all. You've got all the hot takes.
I'm trying to write this in a nice way.
I don't want to offend you, but...
You bitch. Whatever gender. Maybe 35-year-olds shouldn't be wearing friendship bracelets. In brackets, not a Swiftie. We had a get out over here. I love the audacity of this.
Friendship bracelets. Now, where do you stand on friendship bracelets? Because I hadn't thought about them probably since I was a little kid. And weirdly, I was doing a clean out of all my shit at my parents' house. And I found friendship pins the other day. Do you remember friendship pins that you'd slide onto your watch band? And I'd totally forgotten
onto
about
your swatch?
Them. It was weirdly, I don't know how I got this. I wish it still worked. But it was my parents must have got it for free because they were very frugal. It was an Australia Post watch.
Oh.
A digital Australia Post watch with shitloads of friendship bands on them.
Maybe it was the beginning of what Australia Post does now, which is fucking everything when you walk in there and go, what? Who's buying for this shop? Because we've got like so much stuff that I've never thought I needed, but I need it now.
While I'm waiting for the one person behind the counter to send something for me, yeah, I'll buy this cookbook on air fryers, sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Absolutely.
But friendship bracelets, where do you stand on friendship bracelets for over 35s?
Enjoy yourself.
Do it. There's
support. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, and I don't wear any jewellery, really, so I'm happy to wear a friendship bracelet. It'll break and fall off and... job done.
I think if it brings you joy, then there's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely.
And people do whatever the fuck you want. So, yeah, friendship bracelets, friendship pins.
But if you hate them, all you need to do is go up behind people and just pull it and flick it. That'll do the job.
A weird vision of Miff in primary school and high school.
Okay.
Did you used to go up behind girls and flick their bras?
No, that's what the boys did at our school.
Yeah, I'm just that getting a bit of a vision of you in Redcliffe's.
I would have turned around and done some damage if anyone did that to me. I grew up in the country. I don't know if you can tell. Okay. Oh, your lippy should match your nipple colour. Discuss. Apparently, though, I've heard that it is the best colour for your lips. I have actually heard this.
Really?
It is a theory. The colour of your nipple is the lipstick that you should choose.
Because I don't want to discuss this. I don't want people to start picturing
it's
my
like
nipples.
It's like getting your colour chart done, you know, in the 80s when you used to get the... And you sometimes see it on the internet and they put a swatch of fabric and they just flip it over and go, this is your colour. Next we'll be doing it with our nips out. I love that.
I don't know about this, but then I don't want to say any more because then I'll give things away.
Do we need to do any more?
Yeah, one more.
One more. Oh. Are your ears getting bigger?
Yes.
I know my lobes are because I wear big earrings and I have done for the entirety of my life. So now I actually asked if there was something I could do about it. and the person with the needle said no. You can't help that. They're just going to say. That's what happens, ladies and gents.
Your nose and your ears do get bigger
as
you get older.
They never stop growing, do they?
Yeah.
Never.
So you become more clown-like as you get older, just to add to all the other transgressions you have to deal with as you get older. They were great hot takes. Thank you, everyone who contributed.
Bang On. Calling all Bang fam. Double J's smash podcast Bang On is happening live on stage across Australia.
Are we all ready?
Ready to bang on?
Miff and Zan are heading your way with a string of live shows in April and May, including Bendigo, Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
It's like Statler and Waldorf up here.
Don't miss these big conversations about music, art, life and stuff.
Sounds like we don't like this movie, but the problem is, loved it.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll get swept up in the fashion.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Bang On Live with Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst, presented by Double J.
I wasn't asking for applause.
Ticket info at abc.net.au/abc events.
Bang On.